We're seeing some things in these little bitty prophet guys, and they're preaching up a storm, because a storm is coming. What do we get out of Obadiah that's not to us, but for us? And there is another one of my questions that I've had over these years answered by going through Obadiah. So I'll see if I can get it to you before we run out of time to get this thing done here. This whole thing is about the Edomites. Look at verse 1. The vision of Obadiah. Thus saith the Lord God concerning Edom, we have heard a rumor from the Lord, and an ambassador is sent among the heathen, arise ye, and let us rise up against her in battle. Now, 2, behold, I have made thee small among the heathen, thou art greatly despised. The pride of thine heart hath deceived thee, thou that dwellest in the clefts of the rock, whose habitation is high, that saith in his heart, who shall bring me down to the ground? Though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, there's our bird stuff right there, thence I bring thee down, saith the Lord. So we see in Obadiah here, he's talking to some people who are really high-minded. They're the pride of thine heart deceived them. They're some great people. And what we're going to find out here, we're going to learn about these people, the Edomites, the Edoms. And I won't begin to give you the details of the Edomites or the Edoms, but I will look at verse 10. For thy violence against thy brother Jacob, shame shall cover thee, and thou shalt be cut off forever. Look at Genesis chapter 25. Genesis 25. This all stems back to Jacob and Esau. Genesis 25, verse 23. This is just another reason why what's going on over in the Middle East is just not our problem. It's going to get to be our problem eventually anyway, so it's going to come eventually. But we're just sticking our nose in place. We've got to get out of there. Chapter 25, verse 23. And I, the Lord, said unto her, two nations are in thy womb, and two manner of people shall be separated from thy bowels, and the one people shall be stronger than the other people, and the elder shall serve the younger. What we have here is the younger being upset over all these years, just like Arabs, just like Ishmael. All these years they've had problems with these people. And this crowd that comes out of here, look at verse 20. Look at verse chapter 27. Look at chapter 27, verse 41. So you know the story. And Esau hated Jacob because of the blessing wherewith his father blessed him. And Esau said in his heart, the day is of mourning, for my father are at hand. Then will I slay my brother and Jacob. So back to Obadiah. This all goes way back to these two guys. And Esau is just one unhappy guy, and it carries all the way through. Look at Numbers, I guess, before we go back to Obadiah. Look at Numbers, and we see a problem here, but it's a very interesting problem for us today. We're not talking about the Middle East war or the Arabs or the Jews or that kind of a thing. Something totally different. Numbers chapter 20, verse 14. So just remember that all this stuff comes out of Esau, the Edom thing. And they're mad. They've been mad since day one. Verse 14 of Numbers 20. And Moses sent messengers from Kadesh unto the king of Edom. Thus saith thy brother Israel, thou knowest all the travail that hath befallen us, how our fathers went down into Egypt, and we have dwelt in Egypt a long time. And the Egyptians vexed us and our fathers. And when we cried unto the Lord, we heard our voice and sent an angel, and hath brought us forth out of Egypt. And behold, we are in Kadesh, a city in the uttermost of thy border. Let us pass, I pray thee, through thy country. We will not pass through the fields or through the vineyards, neither will we drink of the water of the wells. We will go by the king's highway. We will not turn to the right hand nor to the left until we have passed thy borders. And Edom said unto him, thou shalt not pass by me, lest I come out against thee with a sword. Never been happy with them. And here's a chance for the real Jews as such to cross this land, and they won't let them. And the children of Israel said unto him, we will go by the highway. And if I and my cattle drink of thy water, then I will pay for it. I will only, without doing anything else, go through on my feet. And he said, thou shalt not go through. And Edom came out against him with much people and with a strong hand. Thus Edom refused to give Israel passage to his border. Wherefore Israel turned away from him. It's been like that forever. Now, if we look at, if we were to do it, and it's online, if anybody wants to get online, the history of the Edomites as such, and the history of Obadiah, when he wrote this thing, there's four different attacks on Jerusalem. One during Jehoram, one during Amaziah, one during Ahaz, one during Zedekiah. Jerusalem was just destroyed. Well, that is just not, that's just not good real estate. You know, if you want to invest in some houses and some land, you can just bet that Jerusalem is going to get destroyed every couple hundred years. So this Obadiah guy comes along, and he says what he says about the Edomites. Now, if we were to go to Isaiah, we could go to Jeremiah, we could go to Ezekiel, we can even go back to Amos. These Edomites were told they're going to be destroyed. There's a day coming they're going to be destroyed. Same thing with Ishmael. Someday the Ishmael crowd's going to lose. They've been fighting all these years. Someday the Edomites were going to lose. Well, I thought it says right here that they were totally destroyed. Let's see here. Where's that at here? Look at look at well, should we get into that right now or should we save it? Well, let's just save it. Let's take a different shift here. We'll get into anyway, Edom's got no future. And according to Obadiah, they're going to be destroyed totally. I want to get into this exciting thing. And you go through history, and it looks like they were just, like it says, they disappeared from history. I mean, they're just gone. But what they did, and I found this article called the Jewish Encyclopedia. This is their stuff. This is the Jew stuff. And here's what they read. Here's what they say. This witness from the 1905 edition, probably like the older stuff. It hasn't got the modern corrections made, you know. Isn't that good? The older, there's more wisdom in the older folks than us young folks here. Yeah. The 1905 edition records a connection between modern-day Jews and Edom. Some anthropologists are inclined to associate the racial origins of the Jews not with the Semites, you know, Shem, whose language they adopted, but the Armenians and the Hittites of Mesopotamia, whose broad skulls and curved noses they appear to have inherited. That's where they get this stuff from. Thus Esau, or Edom, was absorbed, you know, kind of melded into the whole party here, into the Canaanite people by means of Hittite and Hivite wives. So even though it looks like Edom has disappeared, as Obadiah says they're going to do, what they really do is they kind of mixed in with the Jews. Because they have a whole different lineage and the whole deal. Back to Mesopotamia, thus the nose and the face and all that kind of stuff. I was wondering why God did that to him. Doesn't seem fair. They got other ways of identifying a Jew, but oh well. Beards and little beanies up here. According to Strong's Concordance, the word Canaan means trader or merchant. And the Phoenicians, as Canaanites, are derived from Ham's relationship with Naamah, the sister of Tubal-Cain. If you remember some of that stuff, the wife Noah took with him in the ark. Genesis 9, Genesis 10, Genesis 15, 19. So we have an intermarriage here that were probably few Israelites without Phoenician Israelites without Phoenician blood in their veins. For example, Judges chapter 3, the children of Israel dwelt among the Canaanites, Hittites, Amorites, and the Perizzites, and the Hivites, and Jebusites. See, that stuff is in there for these people that can make sense of this stuff. The lineages and the whole thing, and then like, why do we care today? There's a fantastic reason why we should care. They took their daughters to be their wives and gave their daughters to their sons and served their gods. And we see in Psalm 106, I think it is, where they mingled with the nations and they didn't get rid of their enemy. They became part of everybody. And it says here the Jews claim to be the children of Abraham. However, they are not true children of Abraham. They weren't children of Abraham. No, they weren't. So what we have going on today, because they say they were never in bondage, is one of the things they say here. And here's some more things before I show you the conclusion here. Many were called black faces, in contrast to the white race of the Semites, Semitic descent. I mean, the ones that aren't Jews were called black faces, even though they said they were Jews. They lived in southern Mesopotamia, which is Iraq, worshipped the Trinity as El, E-L, meaning the Father God, E-A, eh, whatever, God of the earth and creator of man, and Enlil, E-N-L-I-L, the God of the air. So they had all their gods, but they didn't have God. The Canaanites originated the practices of demon worship, occult rites, and devil's worship, occult rites, child sacrifice, and cannibalism. And I quote the book. They sacrificed children to Moloch, the guy that writes the book. And there's, again, these are just very general comments here. In Palestine, numerous bodies of children were discovered in the foundations of buildings, proving without doubt that Canaanites used their children to strengthen the walls of homes and cities. So what do you think? You want the walls strengthened at your house? There you go. But that's what they did. And this is quoted, proven, the proof of it. The priests of the Canaanites, to control the population, claimed that the firstborn children were to be sacrificed to their gods. Isaiah 57, they practiced their horrible rites in groves and shrines so they could murder children without being seen and punished by the descendants of Shem. So these are people that claim to be Jews, but they're not. Now, before I get to the key verse, remember what I said about Canaan in Genesis 9:25. Cursed be Canaan, a servant of servants, shall he be unto his brethren. Unto his brethren. So, they've got a Jewish touch involved here, Jacob and Esau. But from that point on, the Esau crowd mingles with all the worldly characters that are out there. By the time they're done with this whole thing, they're not even considered a Jew by God. And look at the trouble they're causing. Now, what's the conclusion to that? Fantastic. Look at Revelation chapter 2. I have always wondered about this little piece right here. Did you get my general summary? You want to read the details written by the Jews? I've got it online and the whole deal there. And this thing pops in here, Revelation chapter 2, verse 9, talking about Smyrna. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. This is the punished bunch. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not. Whoa, who's that? That's the Edom crowd, the Edomites. And you see what they have done, and it says, but are the synagogue of Satan. And look at what they've done with sacrifices and cannibalism and children and the whole, and we read it in the Bible. But see, those aren't the Jews. Isn't it? Now look at Revelation 3. This gets more at home. Now, I still believe we're in the Philadelphian church era. We have to be. It doesn't match the doctrine of the Laodicean church age. It doesn't match with Paul. The Philadelphian does. It just happens to be that we're so mixed up and polluted with the world that we really can't get much out of the Bible, but we can sure try. But look at verse 9. This is Philadelphian stuff here. Behold, I will make them of the synagogue of Satan, which say they are Jews and are not, but do lie. Now I wonder who that is. That's the Edom gang. And Obadiah really puts it to them. And their day is going to come, which is what the tribulation will be. And it says right there, behold, I will make them to come and worship before thy feet and to know that I have loved thee. Well, the only way I could see that taking place would be Philadelphia area. You got the Bible, you got the Word of God. And if anybody ever wises up to that thing, they realize that this is where God's at, is in this Bible, with a Bible-believing Christian. I don't see anybody worshiping before our feet, so I don't understand that. But it does say, and to know that I have loved thee. If our testimony to people goes as far as what God has done for us and to us, remember all this that made us his righteous, all that stuff that Paul preaches, they will know that God loved thee. And they need to learn that. And that's Edom, that's the people that say they are Jews, but they're not. So we see here in Obadiah that he exposes the fact through this history thing. We learn that there are people that think they're Jews and they're not. and they claim to be Jews, and they're not. And I would imagine, and that part of that, I think I missed that one paragraph. They said that's the modern Jew. Okay, there's so much of that today. That's the modern Jew. The Jewish Jew has nothing to do. They're very serious, very orthodox, and very Jewish. But there's this contemporary modern Jew that plays the world rough, and that's who they are. That's who they are. Did I explain that okay? And we got people today in this world that they say they're Jews, and look at the dumb stuff they're doing. And I know that the real Jew is blinded, but there must be some real Jews over there. And I guess you should study a little bit. There's some real serious Orthodox down to earth. You can't. We couldn't even buy our CD copier from a Jewish CD copier selling store in New York on a Saturday. They wouldn't do it. So there's some serious Jews. Those must be Jews. And the general Jew that's out there doing this dumb stuff they're doing, causing wars and fighting all this kind of stuff and running a ship and all that, they must be Edomite Jews. People that say they're Jews, but they're not. And there it is right there. That explains that in the Philadelphian thing. I will make them, they're called the synagogue of Satan. I wish my Jewish friend is still alive. Hey, Barry, are you a Jew or are you just a pretend Jew? I'm curious what those guys think about stuff like that. So if you know of any Jews, ask them if they're a Jew. And if they don't know anything about it, tell them they possibly could be from the synagogue of Satan. They think they're a Jew, but trace your past back. I see where you're coming from. You might not be a Jew at all. Other than the characteristics that go back to the Phoenicians. That kind of a Jew. You know, away from Esau, all the way back. Thus they've got this design.
Does that include the Iraqis all
the time? I've got no idea. Because you got Ishmael's problem too. You got a bunch of people. In fact, I don't think I put that in there, did I? It's more than just Edom. Did I put that in here or not here? Canaanites, Khazars, Edomites. There's others that say they're Jews, and then they're not. Oh yeah. Well, there's another one that says he's a Jew and is not. Wow. Okay, let's go back to verse 1. Trying to finish them. That's all I really wanted to tell you this morning. I knew that wouldn't take very long. And if you want to get to details, I'm sure there's far more lineage details. I'll tell you, lineage bores me to death. I can't keep track of once I go from one of the Canaanites to the Hittites to the Hivites. Who are they? My mind's already in park. I can't do that. So this is from the Jewish Encyclopedia, and for what that's worth. But it sure does make sense in Revelation, doesn't it? How to explain who these Jews are that say they're Jews and they're not in the synagogue of Satan. I think that's neat. I've always wondered. People have asked me, well, what does this mean? How can we be the Philadelphian church? Who are these Jews that say they're not Jews? Who are these Jews who really aren't Jews? I don't know. Credibility goes down the drain again. Not that it's ever come out of the drain anyway. Obadiah. Some interesting things in Obadiah. Remember, he's telling these Edomites that they're dead meat. Their time is over. And the devil just did what? He mixed them into the crowd. Okay, we did verse 3 and 4, 5. That's 2, 3, 4, 5. Look at verse 7. Oh, no. Yeah, verse... No. Let's go back to verse... Verse 5. If thieves came to thee... I mean, he's knocking for being so prideful. If thieves came to thee, if robbers by night, how art thou cut off, would they not have stolen till they had enough? Now, what does that mean? What do you think that... If you got somebody robbing your house, don't they do it rather quickly? They're afraid to get caught. And yet they can come into your home and they can stay there as long as they want until they rob everything. Does that tell you that you're pretty stupid and blind and dumb? And I mean, you're so out of touch here. You're so pride. You're so big on yourself, as high as an eagle, and pride of thine heart has deceived thee. You're so prideful, people can come and rob your house, and you won't even know they're there. You got all the night long to do it. So that's an interesting. Now look at verse 7. All the men of thy confederacy, there's that interesting word, have brought thee even to the border. The men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee and prevailed against thee. They that eat bread have laid a wound under thee There is no understanding in him. These guys are so prideful that they don't even know that the people they're eating with are destroying them. Now, where else have you heard that? Jude. Look at Jude. Look at Jude. Tribulation. But still. I've got something I want to say this morning, and here's when I get to say it. This is amazing how this Bible works. You know, LD? How's the treasury doing lately? Okay, otherwise I wouldn't say this. Look at verse 12. These are spots in your feasts of charity when they feast with you, feeding themselves without fear. Clouds there without water, carried about of winds, trees whose fruit withereth, without fruit, twice dead, plucked up by the roots. Raging waves of the foaming. So we see these are spots in your feasts of charity, and they feast with you, they'll destroy you. Now, that's tribulation. But are we saying that we're getting closer and closer to the tribulation? We don't have to worry about the stuff that's in the tribulation. But we know it's going to get worse. It's going to get worse. We just know that. I mean, the homeschool thing we know is under attack now. The seed has been planted. They'll lose the battle. But the seed has been planted. Once they start that seed growing, you know where it's going. The gun thing. Suddenly there's people being shot all over this country with morons with guns. So they'll take away all the guns from the good people and let the morons have the guns. So we know where this is headed. That's why I'm stocking up. The moron's going to have a bunch, it's going to be me. So what we have to, go back to Obadiah, what we have to see here, and you folks have got to see this, and especially you ladies have got to see this, you're deceivable, right? And then your man can't help you. I know we're trying, aren't we, guys? We're trying to see some deception that your wives are getting. But it says here, the men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee. We have to remember that there are some folks that have left this church, or there are some folks that don't agree with us, and they can be very friendly with us. They can eat with us, fellowship with us, and you have to somehow tell yourself, listen, they're not coming here. If it's not a King James thing anymore, or whatever issue it is, they don't want to fellowship with you. They want to have you go their way. I wish we could get a hold of that. The Bible says the men that were at peace with thee have deceived thee. In Jude, it tells us there are people that eat with us and fellowship with us, and they will destroy us. Don't let them into your home. I'm puzzled. I'm puzzled. When somebody steps out of here, you're supposed to break fellowship with them. You really are. You really are. Because that's what they're doing to you. Take a stand with this book. Take a stand with the King James Bible. Take a stand with Paul. Take a stand with Rightly Dividing. And take a stand with your pastor. And take a stand with your church people. If they don't want to be part of this church family, don't be part of them. It's hard when it's family. I know that. But when it's not family, it shouldn't be hard at all. Close your ears to people. But we ought to be able to say no to those that are dangerous. And say no. Do we open our ears to some people that we should not give them our ears? I really believe we do. I really believe we do. And ladies, you're just going to get mad when I say stuff like that. The husband's got to step up to the plate and say, no, honey, relax. He's right. The scriptures are telling us that we can possibly be having peace with somebody who will deceive us and destroy us. And I know some people that like to see this place shut down. Well, they'd be here. They'd be here if they weren't, you know, yeah, all the time. All the time. Okay. I feel better. Okay, look at verse 8. Shall I not in that day, saith the Lord, even destroy the wise men out of Edom and understanding out of the mount of Esau? And thy mighty men, O Teman, shall be dismayed to the end that every one of the mount of Esau may be cut off by slaughter. And I read that thing and I thought of, we'll look at 1 Corinthians chapter 1. 1 Corinthians chapter, Paul takes care of that. First Corinthians chapter 1, verse 21. For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. Then look at 27. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. And God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world which are despised. And things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are. What are we? I believe we are nots. I really do. We are nots. We're nobody. Who are we? We've been listening to Paul for 5, 6, 7, 8 years, and folks are still doing some stupid things with our children and grandchildren. So we truly are nots, and yet what can we offer to people? The truth that is solid rock. And we're the base knots or whatever. Yeah, isn't that amazing? Isn't that wild? Okay, so we look at this thing from Obadiah, and the other day I was talking to one of the clerks at Bi-Mart about guns, one of the store clerks. He said, boy, they're just coming down with rules so fast about guns. He said, yeah, but they're just not going to be able to do it. They're just not going to be able to do it. Yes, they are. You just know they are. Yeah. And they can't stop the homeschool. There'll be a huge movement in America. Right. They'll have more laws and rules against... You won't be able to homeschool unless you go to college when you're a kindergartner. And they're going to find a way to get homeschool out of there. And I think it's... because April 25th is Queer Day in our public schools. No, it's queer. They call it... Day of Silence. They're going to have a day of... Yeah, in a public school? Right. In a public school, all the public schools are supposed to observe April 25th, a day of silence. Oh, not for queers, but for, I forget what word they use. The alternate lot, the people that are different or whatever. Yeah, April Fool's Day, yeah. We don't think we're ever going to have to fight. The post office is having a day down there one of these days. We could all go down and get passports. Why do we want passports? I'm not going to Europe. No, but you might want to go to Idaho in a few years. We know what's coming. Right. Yeah. We already should have fought. We should not have left the public schools. We should have stayed in there years ago and fought that thing and made them leave. Well, that's too late to get into that thing. So what do? Then we got somebody down in California who's doing a lousy job of homeschooling. Somebody out there finds out about it, makes this lawsuit. Well, of course they're going to lose. And it backfires against us. I tell you, homeschoolers are just blowing it right and left around this country. Oh. But it's going to happen. So we can't, but still, the wise of this world are really dense. What was it? If I remember this quote Obama said the other day. Obama said, we live in the greatest country in the world or something like that. Are you with me to change it? Something like this. Like, yeah, okay, so he can say stupid things like that because he can. It's the people that vote for somebody that says something like that. They're the dumb ones. Oh, yes, I love this car. Let's see if I can paint. I love the color of this car. I think I'll paint it. Yeah.
Do you want to borrow Michael's elephant gun?
This Mark, somehow find Mark, take him out. We cannot have that in here to take him out. That's already being setting off signals in Washington. Take him out, Obama, Tushy, boot, get in there, and they'll have somewhere they're hiding 50 tanks in Tushy. I know they are. Because if we do something crazy, this place will be swarming with cops, and we can't even get one sheriff to come down and tell somebody to turn their music down. Thank you very much, Donna. Donna Dunleavy says that. Donna Dunleavy. Walla Walla. We don't even know the lady. She's a visitor today. Don't bring your friends next time, LD. LD McCubbins. Walla Walla. In case you need an assist point, you can get the assistant point on them. Take them off. And that's Michael Dunleavy. He's still in Nebraska. Michael Dunleavy actually is the owner of the gun. I don't think this little thing's going to fight off any of the. But I think I'm going to go out smiling anyway.
Yeah. They jump up in front of us. I can't even squeeze the trigger.
One of those things. He's tried that the other day. Quickly, verse 11. Hold still so I can pull the trigger with both hands, okay? Oh, man. That's that little thing that you... Oh, man, you got to have a vice grip. There it goes. Or else it's an age thing. I'm not sure what the problem is. Yeah. Here we go, verse 11. Now, here, this is interesting because here's some things thou shouldst not have done. And he lists them. But verse 12. Now we'll do 11. In the day that thou stoodest on the other side, in the day that the strangers carried away captive his forces, and foreigners entered into his gates. See, we've had a foreigner enter into our gate today. even thou wast as one of them. See, if we get into this thing, we're in trouble. For thou shouldst not have looked on the day of thy brother in the day that he became a stranger. Neither shouldst thou have rejoiced over the children of Judah in the day of their destruction. Neither shouldst thou have spoken proudly in the day of distress. Thou shouldst not have entered into the gate of my people in the day of their calamity. Yea, thou shouldst not have looked on their affliction in the day of their calamity, nor have laid hands on their substance in the day of their calamity. That's the looters. Neither shouldst thou have stood in the crossway to cut off those of his that did escape. Neither shouldst thou have delivered up those of his that did remain in the day of distress. For the day of the Lord is near upon all the heathen, as thou hast done, it shall be done unto thee. And I read that. First of all, see all the things you shouldn't have done. So there's no doubt about it. They're in big trouble. And isn't that what you do to your kids, hopefully? You list the things that they did before you nail them. Here's what you did. You shouldn't have done this. You shouldn't have done this. And you shouldn't have done this. Now, I like this thing in verse 15. As thou hast done, it should be done unto thee. You ever done that with your kids? So you think that's cute, huh? And then you do it to them. So, you know, one of them sets a little trap and they get hit in the head with a hammer. Well, that's kind of a scream. a parent just sees what you did to your brother. And then you pick up whatever it was that was done and you do it to them. I know we've all done this. What do you think? Do you like it? Do you think this is funny? And you're doing the same thing that they did to their sister or brother. And this is what he's doing. So to some extent, that's an okay thing. But it's Old Testament. You know. Verse 16. For as ye have drunk upon my holy mountain, so shall all the heathen drink continually. Yea, they shall drink, and they shall swallow down, and they shall be as though they had not been. That is getting rid of somebody. Here, drink this. And you're gone. Donna, matter of fact, I got some Kool-Aid for you. Drink this, and you shall be as you've never been. You know? But he says in verse 17, but upon Mount Zion shall be deliverance, and there shall be holiness, and the house of Jacob shall possess their possessions. So here Obadiah is weeding out those that aren't Jews that say they're Jews, the Edomites. Obviously he didn't weed them out, because they just merged in, and they still exist today. And they think they're Jews. And God takes care of that revelation. This is marvelous stuff. From the last verse there. And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion to judge the Mount of Esau, and the kingdom shall be the Lord's. So, and Edom is going to have nothing to do with it. And they've been faking it today and faking it up to today, and God knows all about it. And he's going to still take care of it. They will definitely be weak. Now, we're not done yet. Scott, you still got 5 more minutes. Nancy, you can go already. You're early. You're done. The people in the hill, y'all can go. I still got to wait 4 more minutes before I can go. So we'll just go ahead. We got 5 more minutes, Scott. So. Well, look at the same thing. Look at how many Christians think they're Christians. And what have they got? They got another Jesus. They got another Jesus. Then you got the whole crowd. There's a whole bunch of Bible-believing people thinking, now that they're Jews, God has done to the Jews, and we are spiritual Jews. That's true in Romans chapter 4. But to think that we've got the Jewish promises from the Old Testament, the only thing that we have from the Jews is to share in the inheritance.